like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time. Wayno, I've driven across Nebraska, and it's pretty boring driving.
And how better than to have a black and white film about driving from Montana down through Nebraska?
This stars Bruce Dern, who's had his quota of wackos that he's played in films, and now is playing an old guy, maybe 80-ish, going from Billings to Lincoln to take his $1 million...
Oh, we've all received those things.
Publisher's Clearinghouse kind of thing. Woody Grant is determined to pick up his $1 million because he believes what people tell him. He's going to walk to Lincoln if he has to get it. And his poor son has to put up with this.
My favorite character in the whole movie was the woman who played Dern's wife.
Sure, Jane Squibb.
She did a superb job, ornery enough that even at her age, John, she would appeal to us.
Well, she was the elderly Melissa McCarthy of this, foul-mouthed and irreverent.
Yeah, that's right.
And basically, she didn't cut anybody any slack.
This is a film about relationships, and that's what I really look for in a film. A relationship could build, change, evolve over time. The relationship between the father and his two sons had not been very good. The very subtle evolution of the relationship that both sons had with not only the dad, but the mom.
Alexander Payne, the director, has certainly had his experiences in films with Descendants, and then about Schmidt and
Very
Sideways.
Good.
He takes common people, he makes them both funny and poignant. I don't think Woody changes a bit.
No, he doesn't. Again, I want to go back talking about the black and white cinematography. I thought it was very good. There were certain times that it reminded me of a black and white Edward Hopper.
Or Walker Evans.
Yeah. Other films that you had mentioned were colorful films. When you think about Sideways, the Napa wine country, very beautiful, The Descendants in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And this one, though, he really, I think the whole milieu of the set in Nebraska, in Billings, Montana.
Billings is more modern than a place where they spend a great deal of time, Hawthorne.
Yes.
With its storefronts reminding us of Last Picture Show.
Yes.
Excellent metaphor for what's happened in our society to the heartland.
Film noir for the plains.
Good one. Comedic moments, some of them way over the top.
Yeah.
The two fat nephews, a little too pointedly humorous, although they are spot on about the kind of doltish do-nothing.
Redneck Tweedledee Tweedledum.
Yes.
Characters. It's funny that he's being touted as an Academy Award contender, which I think is interesting. He's 77, so is another one that they think.
Sure.
Robert Redford, also 77.
Yes.
I couldn't help but think about 40 years ago when they were both in The Great Gatsby.
They're probably not going to win the Oscar. Their scripts are minimalist. In the case of Redford's, it's obvious. Everybody knows there's only a couple of lines in the film.
Yeah.
And for this, actually, Bruce Dern's character doesn't speak very much, but that's characteristic of him. As people say, these Grant boys just don't talk much.
Yeah.
But they don't, but that limits their ability to give a rounded character that would compete with the other males this year. This is a film to go see and enjoy. If you love to look at family relationships,
mm-hmm.
if you want to see the disintegration of family when it comes to money, if you want to look at the relationships between father and sons and husbands and wives, this is the film to enjoy. Typical Alexander Payne, a high-class look at middle-class people.
Yep.
Now, we're a couple of old educators.
Yes, we are. We are old people, so two guys better to talk about a movie about a disillusioned old man?
Oops. Us old educators have to apply a grade.
Walking out of it, I was thinking an A-. On second thought, I was thinking it's B+.
But I switched around. I started last night with a B+.
Uh-huh.
And I decided not to let its minimalism keep me from giving it a high grade. There are very few that are as subtle and as realistic and as compelling as this one. So I awarded an A-. We're not too far apart.
No, we're not. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.